Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, Crystal. I received a bill on my credit card from Elite Endless Elect. I don't know what that is, and I want that taken off of my credit card.
Okay, let's see. I think I located an account. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
Darren Van Horn.
Thank you. And could you verify your address, please?
500 Lake Tower Drive.
500.
Yes.
And what state is that?
Well, see, I just moved, so you might have the 303 Lake Tower Drive, is that right?
To be honest, sir, I have apartment 303 in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes, that's it. Yes, that's where I live, but I don't live there anymore. I moved about a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yes, sir. So let's see exactly what's happening here. And what was the street address? Was it 2120?
2120 Manor Drive.
Thank you. Yes, sir. So I do see someone entered a sweepstakes. This is an old account, though. How may I help you? Maybe that will help me better.
I want to know why you all charged my credit card this bill.
$7.95 on March 23rd.
How much?
$7.95.
No, I didn't see that one. So you all were able to slip that one by me.
No, sir, this was March.
April. I'm sorry?
This was back in March. How much is the one in April? Is it $24.99 or $39?
I don't know. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, sir, go ahead. I'm sorry.
On May the 22nd of this year, I got a bill for $39.99 from your company, and I want that taken off because I did not purchase that.
All right, yes, sir. I'm going to be honest. That's why I was asking how much the charge was. The company who has charged you $39.99 put our number down, so I have a correct number for that company to give you, please.
Well, Why do they give you that number?
Because we reached out to them. We were getting like 1,000 calls for them a day. So we called them and said, y'all have our number down. And they said, could you please post our correct number to give customers? And we said, sure.
Oh, I got you. Well, shoot, okay. Well, hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
I'm picking this up here so I can know what I'm doing here. Hold on. I'm going to go get a pen.
Okay, take your time.
Write it down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just have to let you know I'm still here.
Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Yes, sir. 8552071119.
Okay, and what company does this go to?
It says it's called the Evo Trainer, is what they have listed beside it. E as in Edward, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, Trainer.
I got you. Okay.
It looks like, if I had to guess, it looks like it'd be for an app, like you would download something like that. But give them a call and they should be able to look up your account, okay?
Yeah, and last thing here is you had some other account, you had some other charges on my on your on the account there.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest. This was back from March. Let me pull it back up. This
Yeah.
was back in March, but you were charged. This account has been canceled since then. Someone has called in and canceled this account, but let me pull it back up real quick for us. It looks, I think someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win an iPad. But if I had to bet you, sir, this is how that app came about, that charge you're calling us about. It looks like when you entered that sweepstakes for that app, the Bites Hub, which it would give you healthy recipes, easy to follow workouts. It looks like it came with that, sir. So when
Okay,
it came,
well,
so give them a call and they should be able to help you. Just let them know you want a refund, okay? Like you said.
there's the 855-207-1119.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the last thing, I just want to make sure, what are the other charges that they had on my account besides this
Oh,
one,
just
$9.99?
$7.95, sir.
$7.95.
$7.95 for March, but you called, that account has already been called in and canceled on.
Okay, so then there's no more out there. There's just the $7.95 and the $39.99.
Yes, sir. And you're gonna fixing to talk to the $39.99 people and just let them know you want a refund, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. Have a great day, please. Bye-bye.